Psalm 129, Preface. The enemies can conspire against the Church of Christ, but they can never overthrow it. Satan can tempt us to sin, but without our consent, he cannot compel us to sin. Death can take the body for a while, but must yield it up again and cannot keep it. Hell can open its mouth, but cannot devour us. Sin can fill us with sorrow and remorse, but forgiven in Jesus Christ, it cannot condemn us. Tyrants can threaten, and they can destroy the body, but they have no power over the soul. Infidels can mock and scoff, but they cannot overthrow the word of the Lord. False teachers and seducers can cause us anxiety, care, and apprehension, but they cannot utterly bury God's saving truth. Though tossed about by many an angry wave, we are nevertheless safe, for Jesus Christ is on our side, and he, being at the helm of our craft, cannot sink. He must prevail, his enemies must be made his footstool, and he will and must preserve his own now and forever, because he has promised and said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. For his gracious deliverance and his faithful protection, we owe him hearty thanks, as the 129th Psalm teaches. The Church's Triumph Over Her Enemies, A Song of Degrees. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth. May Israel say, many a time have they afflicted me from my youth. Yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turn back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withers afore it grows up. Wherewith the mower fills not his hand, nor he that binds sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Summary. From the time that they began to be a people, the children of Israel were hated of all surrounding nations, and were often opposed and spoiled by the heathen, as we read in the books of the Judges and the Kings. But as often as the Israelites repented and cried unto the Lord, he awakened saviors for them, who broke their yoke and cut asunder their bonds. Many a time has the Zion of the New Testament been oppressed. Tyrants have shed the blood of the Christians in broad streams, false prophets have seduced many, and the Pope, as the true Antichrist, laid his yoke on the Church. But at all times, when the need was the greatest, the deliverance was the nearest. The plowers on Zion's back are like the grass on the housetops. It puts forth vigorously as promising to do wonders, but soon it dies before it matures and is forgotten. The enemies of Zion spread themselves like a green bay tree, promising to do great things, but they soon disappear, not leaving a trace behind them. But the Lord remains and goes on conquering. Courage, ye that feel the tempter's power. The Lord is on your side, and through him you must at last prevail. Prayer. Thanks be unto thee, Lord Jesus Christ, who has triumphed over thine and our enemies, and has cut asunder our bonds. Be thou with us on the day of trial, preserve us in the faith, uphold us in the strife, grant us the victory, and make us to triumph with all thy saints. Amen.